Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, as we get closer and closer to summer, there are millions of families across the country and right here in Michigan who are facing some big concerns as deep cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP, continue to take effect. Here to talk a little bit more about this is Senior Program Officer for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Jamie Bussell. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
This is all part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and it directly impacts those people that are receiving SNAP benefits, doesn't it?
It does. You're right. So, again, SNAP is the program that essentially helps people afford groceries. It's a lifeline for more than 42 million people in this country who participate. 4 out of 10 of those are kids. And to give you a sense, just in the city of Detroit alone, upwards of 40% of people in Detroit participate in SNAP. So these cuts are having a significant impact on a population across the U.S. and certainly in Detroit.
I think that we learned that last fall when the government shutdown impacted SNAP benefits and there was a sudden food crisis all across the country.
There was, exactly. And so, again, you know, for families trying to make ends meet, cuts to programs like SNAP really forced families to make impossible choices that no one in the U.S. should ever be faced with making. So, you know, between groceries and rent or skipping medication or missing doctor's appointments. So I think, you know, these are not abstractions. They are real trade-offs that families are facing because of significant, severe cuts to the SNAP program. And that's actually despite there being so much solid evidence about just the widespread benefits for those who participate in the program, which include, you know, lifting kids and families out of poverty and stabilizing communities and boosting the economy and really helping families weather financial hardship. So despite all of those benefits, the administration through, as you said, the big, beautiful bill that was passed last summer included severe cuts, and it did so in a number of different ways, and we're seeing and feeling the impacts now.
Yeah. Do we have more cuts that are coming, or is there something that's imminent this summer as far as the SNAP benefits go?
Yeah, so again, like the cuts happen in a number of different ways, and so those are kind of being deployed over, you know, the next year and a half. But as an example, one of the things that the cuts did, they dramatically expanded work requirements. So that was something that, you know, has already happened. In addition, it has significantly shifted the cost of actually administering the program onto the state. So that is a provision that'll go into effect to come this October. And what that means is that states had historically shared essentially the administrative cost with the federal government to administer the program. That is now increasing the cost that states are going to have to pay up to 75%. And then in addition, you know, we're looking at, depends state by state, but that states are also potentially going to be incurring some of the cost of the food benefit, which was never the case historically.
You mentioned the work requirements that will be attached to the SNAP benefits. A lot of people say, well, that's good. People, you know, I have to work to earn money to buy food. Everybody should have to work. Could you address that a little bit, Jamie?
Sure. So I think that's where there's sort of this gross misperception. The fact of the matter is that the majority of people who can work on SNAP are working, and they may be working multiple jobs or a full-time job and just not being paid enough to essentially meet their basic needs. So the law, as you said, dramatically expands work requirements. So there's always been some work requirement for the majority of adults SNAP participants. And again, the majority of SNAP participants who can work do work, But the law expands these requirements for older adults now, so from 55 to 64, and also for parents of teenagers now as young as 14. And in addition, it strips away some of the exemptions that were in place for, you know, populations like our veterans. So the law is expanding work requirements, even though the research has shown time and again that they don't work. So work requirements don't work in terms of increasing employment for people. They actually lead to huge drops in participation on the program. And that's because, you know, paperwork is confusing and time consuming, and both for people who are working and for people seeking exemptions like those with disabilities. So work requirements don't work. And yet they have the federal government, this administration has dramatically expanded those work requirements.
As these SNAP benefits are cut, the work requirements are increased, is this going to put a strain on our food banks and soup kitchens and other food programs?
You bet. And, you know, in addition, I think that's an important point that, you know, we're not just talking about the impact on actual beneficiaries, whether that's kids, families, seniors, veterans. It's also small grocers are going to be losing income, food banks and religious institutions that, you know, often also serve as food pantries in local communities are going to continue to get overwhelmed by the demand that they won't be able to meet.
Jamie, where can people go for more information or to weigh in if they want to have their voice heard on this?
Yeah, so again, I mean, I think really important to just be, you know, consistently lifting up the stories about how these cuts are impacting you, your community. Feedingamerica.org is a great resource for folks who are looking at, you know, wanting to check in with the state agencies that administer the program to sort of ask about some of the forthcoming changes. So I think that's a really good website. And we also... Robert Wood Johnson Foundation supports a dashboard called the Congressional District Health Dashboard .org, and that's also a great resource. They just added a new metric on SNAP participation, and so that is a place where you can go and get estimates. And again, it shows health outcomes and things like SNAP participation, and actually, you know, being able to ascertain the impacts of these cuts, like in your specific congressional district.
All right, we will check it out. Jamie, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.